Send me a postcard, drop me a line, stating point of view. Indicate precisely what you mean to say. You're sincerely wasting away. Give me your answer, fill in a form, mine forevermore. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Ellen Schultz, who's an investigative reporter who has covered the retirement crisis for more than a decade. Formerly with the Wall Street Journal, her reporting has led to congressional hearings, proposed legislation, and investigations by the Treasury and the GAO. She's won dozens of journalism awards for economics, financial, investigative reporting, and including 3 Polk Awards, 2 Loeb Awards, and a National Press Club Award. In 2003, Schultz was part of a team at the Wall Street Journal that was awarded the Pulitzer Prize for articles on corporate scandals. Her latest book is Retirement Heist: How Companies Plunder and Profit from the Nest Eggs of American Workers. Welcome to Background Briefing, Ellen Schultz.
Hi, Ian.
And Ellen, what's your sense of how the governor of Michigan, Rick Snyder, appears to have exaggerated the pension problem here. They're talking about a bankruptcy that could amount to $20 billion in terms of Detroit, of $3.5 billion of which is pension benefits, which are supposed to be protected by state laws, but the city's emergency manager has included them among the $11 billion in unsecured debt. So it seems that disproportionately the public employees' pensions are being targeted here.
Well, the public employees have always been convenient scapegoats for all of the bad governance out there. This has been going on for decades, and I first noticed this starting in the 90s, that it began to accelerate, where you had a strong call to eliminate public pensions because they were supposedly too rich. They were bankrupting, the counties. This just isn't the case. There is a problem of underfunding in public pensions, and places like Detroit are absolute examples of how bad it can get. However, they aren't the cause of the problems, and Detroit is putting the finger on public employees because they're convenient, and they are confident that if they can pull this off, plenty of other places will be doing the same. It's not going to solve a financial problem, especially if listeners out there are thinking, well, okay, what about my municipality or county or state? What about those guys making, these fat pensions? Well, news about that, the pensions aren't as fat as you think. They often include the equivalent of Social Security. And so that might account for, let's say, a $40,000 pension. If $24,000 of that is Social Security, and another $10,000 is the equivalent of the person's savings, that doesn't look quite so rich after all. So they're not quite as rich, and the liabilities are very plastic. You can do a lot with the numbers, and it is true. Many, many local politicians in league with unions in some cases exaggerated the numbers. They lowballed them when they wanted to make liabilities look low, but now they're pushing them up, with different kinds of assumptions to make them look worse than they are. And obviously there's a bit of political push on this.
Well, it would seem that there's a lot of these Republican governors in Wisconsin and Ohio, and of course now in Michigan, are working on the same game plan. And it seems that the subtext for going after public employees is to break their unions, who give money to the dreaded Democrats, isn't it? Without being conspiratorial, isn't it pretty obvious that there's a political motive here?
Well, certainly there's a political motive, but there's also the anti-tax, anti-government button, which is very easy to hit. Anybody who is unhappy about their property taxes or who's had a bad experience at the DMV or the post office loves to think, ill of public employees. So you can tap into that vast reservoir of hate and annoyance that some people have and get them sort of on board with this in a sort of mob of people trying to deconstruct the whole system. It has been an enormously successful system. It has provided a lot of stability. Research shows that when people retire, you know, that the public employees retire, they tend to retire in their communities, and their pensions provide revenue and tax revenue in those communities. So they're a stabilizing force. The money isn't just vanishing into the ether. So it's really short-sighted to try and pull the plug on some of these pensions or even to cut them. It's just an astonishing legal turn that we're seeing.
Well, it seems of the 21,000 retired municipal employees whose pensions are now on the table in Detroit, a lot of them are retired police officers and firefighters who receive an average of $30,500. But they don't pay into the Social Security system, so they don't receive Social Security benefits upon retiring. So when you factor that in, it's not such a great deal, as you were pointing out earlier. You would think that going after the police and the firefighters is not exactly popular, but the governor on television on Sunday, Rick Snyder, said that the debt question needs to be addressed and there needs to be some accountability to the citizens of Detroit. They are not getting the services they deserve, and they haven't for a very long time. So sounds like he's on some kind of a jihad against the public employees.
They're just so convenient. It's almost like there's this confluence of this perfect storm of forces arrayed against them. It's so easy to pick on in many ways because public records provide access to the salaries, to the pensions. And if you take a look and dig around, you can very often find abuses in various places. Not that we don't have abuses in corporate America. So you will find the occasional ludicrous pension going to somebody or some abuses of the disability system. These are seized upon by the media. And then, of course, they go out, you know, the public hears about these things. They don't hear about the millions and millions of good, solid plans out there with people who don't have fantastically large pensions. They just have modest pensions after a lifetime of work, and those pensions include a lot of their own savings. So they didn't just get a paycheck. Part of that paycheck was diverted into these plans for years.
So, there are broader issues at play here. And again, it seems that the focus, Ellen Schultz, is on the public employees, and they're going to take a hit. The population of Detroit has shrunk from 1.8 million to about 700,000 in the past six decades. So there are bigger forces at play here, surely. I mean,
absolutely. It's not just the shrinking of the population and the change of demographics. It's all the market forces. It's that, you know, it's ground zero for manufacturing. All of that has affected Detroit. And when you pull all that together and you add poor governance, those are the causes of the problems there, not the public employees.
So is this, you know, going to be sort of just you're going to break this city and then it's going to be up for a fire sale? I mean, what is the governor planning here in terms of going after the pensions and then turning around and saying that they're going to come out stronger at the other end? I'm not sure what the game plan is here. Do you have any idea?
Well, I can't speculate what's going on in their mind, but clearly if they have their wish, then it's clear that what they want to do is to be able to adjust pensions, i.e. cut them, even for people who have been retired for years. So if they are able to do that, there will be challenges in court. This isn't just going to happen. It'll go up on appeal. There will be all kinds of hopefully checks on this this runaway train. But certainly that is a desire, the long-term desire to take away pensions from public employees.
Well, they're already apparently the city's now calling, and of course you have a kind of lame duck mayor who's a former basketball player who seems to have been sort of cut off at the knees by the person that the Governor Snyder picked, this Kevin Orr, who is the receiver and seems to be running the show. Already they've called on the judge, the federal judge that's handling this, to stop and reject any further lawsuits, you know, unions, et cetera, suing. I guess it will come down to the federal courts having domination over state law. Is that at the end of the day, if the state law says that the pensions are protected by the Michigan Constitution, the feds can ignore that?
You know, I don't know how it works with that type of law. Normally, federal law preempts state law. On the other hand, states do have a certain amount of sovereignty over things within the states. So I couldn't speculate on how the legal part of that will shake out without looking into it.
But it does. If the fact that they're already saying they're going to reject any further lawsuits would indicate to me that already the door is closing on a lot of people, or it looks like it could.
Well, I think we're in an interesting testing period because there hasn't been something quite this dramatic that has gotten quite such public attention. You know, there have been problems with pensions, say, in San Diego and elsewhere, but people didn't see that such an assault on the actual pensions themselves. You know, there was a lot of blame going around, especially leveled at public employees. But this is a sort of a test case in some ways, and it will be important to see how it shakes out in the coming months.
Well, Alan Schultz, I thank you so much for joining us here today.
My pleasure, Ian.
Again, I've been speaking with Alan Schultz, who's an investigative reporter who has covered the retirement crisis for more than a decade. Formerly with the Wall Street Journal, her reporting has led to congressional hearings, proposed legislation, and investigations by the Treasury and the GAO. She has won dozens of journalism awards for economics, financial, and investigative reporting, including 3 Polk Awards, 2 Loeb Awards, and the National Press Club Award. In 2003, Schultz was a part of a team at the Wall Street Journal awarded the Pulitzer Prize for articles on corporate scandals. Her latest book is Retirement Heist, How Companies Plunder and Profit from the Nest Egg of American Workers. We're going to take a brief station break and we'll be back looking into how the big banks are profiting from manipulating the price of commodities.